Yeah, this is about having a voice for the people of our state. And I've been able to display that for the last 10 years. Today marks, this year marks 10 years in elected service. It's been an honor to serve on the local level, the state level, and now attempting to serve at the statewide level. We know that there are important issues affecting hardworking Wisconsinites and their families, especially during a pandemic. And it's really important to have leadership that will reflect the need for us to live the change that we've been advocating for so long.
Absolutely. And Representative Bowen, that has been a big, for the last 10 years, I've been following you for a number of those 10 years, and the fight for working families and the fight for working individuals, especially the fight for 15, has been a big tenet of what you've been fighting for. And I know that you've been involved in this last week, and one of those there's been an instance earlier this year to start off the new year in Milwaukee. I'm not sure if it occurred in where you represent, but I know it happened in Milwaukee, where an individual was shot working in a fast food restaurant. And can you tell us a little bit more about the events that occurred there and what you would be advocating for as Lieutenant Governor to help address safer working conditions for working families in places like fast food restaurants and other places across the state?
Yeah, Naisha Harris Brazil should be alive today. She's 16 years old, and there's no way that our young people should be in a position where they are doing everything right and still have their lives cut short. So it is important that, one, that we address the investments and the things that need to be done to prevent violence, especially in the workplace, especially for our young people that are looking for their first chance at being involved in the economy and being developed. So Naisha, and my heart goes out to our family and condolences to them. It's such a tough time to lose a young person with so much promise. It also reflects the need for us to continue to do the things that we know that work. You know, keeping guns out of the hands of folks that shouldn't have them, ensuring that the investments in violence prevention are there for local municipalities, the state being a partner in that. I've championed for a number of different years a statewide violence prevention fund that can continue to invest in local level governments so that they can address the trends in violence that they're seeing. Already at the top of this year, we've seen a number of incidents in the workplace. It is imperative that we all understand that gun violence is bad for our community, it's bad for business, and it's bad for our state. It's important that we turn the page and we actually do the things that are necessary to prevent these things from happening. And it also highlights what workers have been advocating for so long. Seeing a number of incidents where workers don't get a chance to negotiate on things that need to be done to keep them safe. And Act 10 historically in our state has done a really big disservice to the folks that serve in a number of different positions where they are doing something for the public and they don't get a chance to change things in a way where they can make it back home safely. They can get back home without being sick. And so many people are essential workers and they aren't getting essential benefits. They aren't getting the essential needs to be respected with dignity so that they can do their job. So it's so important that we turn that page. And I'm looking forward to the calls for change to be able to grow among a very diverse subset of folks in the business community, in a number of different spaces with community leaders, where we're all getting on the same page for the sake of our young people, for the sake of our future.
Now, I really love, you know, trying to get on the same page with people, trying to work together and things like that. Unfortunately, any sort of legislation that we have will involve, I mean, and hopefully, fortunately, will eventually involve people from the other side of the aisle. We talked about during this show earlier on, Representative, I call him Punchki, but he's
Puchinski
talking about how do we fight the virus when it doesn't exist. Or I can't see it when if I can't see it, it doesn't exist. Basically, exhibiting object permanence problems. My point is not necessarily to bring up Puchinski as much as these are the people we have to work with. These are the people that are going to be, like it or not, there's a really good chance that, you know, let's say you win lieutenant governor, you may be facing another majority of Republicans that we're going to have to get things done with despite them. And I guess, can you please give us magical insights as to how that might be possible?
Hey, for the foreseeable future, we're going to have shared governments in Wisconsin. So we have to be able to have folks who can work in very difficult situations and be able to still stay at the table, stay in the game, don't take your ball and go home. We have some important things that we have to be able to work across the aisle on, and thankfully my leadership has displayed that when it comes to a number of different things of investments in our communities, education, things that we need to do for especially our educators, our teachers, that we can get on the same page. And it's important that, yes, we are going to find some times where we cannot find common ground at all. And that's where it's important to just hold the line to ensure that we are looking out for the most vulnerable individuals in our state. And so many, especially as you look at defending the democracy that we have and ensuring that if we can't agree, that we will ensure that folks will be able to vote, that we'll be able to protect our election processes, and we'll be able to do everything that we can in those situations. But I have leadership that has spanned over 10 years, me being able to get things done for the sake of people that need to live the change that they advocate for, whether that's folks that are incarcerated, whether those are folks that are working to change our justice system, folks that are working in violence prevention and working on the front end of so many things. We're in a pandemic right now. You would think that there would have already been several situations for us to be able to see that our destinies are tied to each other no matter where you are in this state, whether you're in Milwaukee or Viroqua, and you get a chance to see that we all need to be able to succeed. We all need to be able to make it. So I hope to be able to provide that leadership as Lieutenant Governor, because we will have to work together. And I'm thankful for the situations that I've been able to survive and make it through with my Republican colleagues. And some of them that I would have hoped went much differently, but this is where we are, and this is what we must be able to rise to the occasion to do.
Absolutely. And so on the campaign trail, a question for you that I have is, we see a lot of Republicans that are still very focused on 2020 and trying to relitigate the past election that has already occurred. What are you hearing from individuals, members of the public that you're speaking to on the campaign trail about concerns that they have? Because as the Republicans continue to try to litigate 2020, there are a lot of concerns that there might be some malfeasance going on in 2022 to either flip the vote, be able to change different things, how absentee ballots are collected, things of that nature. What are you hearing from constituents? Are there fears that the people that you're talking to are concerned about the election, or what are you hearing on the campaign trail, Representative Bowen?
Yeah, right now, you know, folks are really frustrated, especially as you talk about some leaders not even recognizing that the virus is real. It's just very clear when it came to last election, Donald Trump did not win that election. We even have Republicans that are now being speaking out that it is true that Donald Trump did not win, and we do not need to keep rehashing the 2020 election over and over and over again. And I'm hearing a lot of folks that want to ensure that votes are protected at a time when we're seeing a lot of disingenuous actions being done around redistricting in Wisconsin and that process as it plays out in the courts. And we're also seeing a lot of folks that are concerned about folks being kicked off the voter rolls. The difference in how elections will be handled in a pandemic. We had people that voted during the pandemic in 2020 that had to wait in lines for hours, right? And a consolidation of voting locations.
Mm-hmm.
It is so important that we have, especially even defending the folks that are servicing our elections, that are doing the work as poll workers. You even have folks on the other side of the aisle, Republicans, that are demonizing folks that are volunteering and stepping up to provide service for our elections, and we need to protect them. And this is a time where folks are seeing individuals be demonized and threatened, and we can't let that stand. We can't let that.
And Representative Bowen, we got a little bit less than a minute here left in the show. How can our listeners find out more about your campaign for Lieutenant Governor?
Absolutely. Connect with us on social media. David F. Bowen is our page on Facebook. And we also are unveiling our new website really soon. So thankful for the huge amount of support that we have. So many people that are excited about the leadership that we can provide and the election. So we're here. We're in it to win it. And we're so excited to connect with folks all over the state.
Even keeled, sane, and compassionate. These are things I would describe to you, David Bowen. I really appreciate you taking the time to be with us here on Dueling Tangents.
Yeah, really appreciate it. And absolutely. Hopefully we'll have you back on soon when we can figure out all the technical things with Zoom.
Absolutely. It's all good. We'll get on soon.
Sounds great. Yeah. Thanks so much for joining us. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be back tomorrow, same time, same place, 2 p.m., right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw 101 FM.